This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 5:04, unchanged on the open. September, 5:17 up a half. At the Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 5:18.5, up 1.5 on the open. September, 5:31 down 1. December, 5:41.5 down 1.5. March, 5:48 down 2. May, 5:44 down 2 on the open. July corn opened at 3:87.5, down 2.75 on the open. September, 3:87 down 3.5. December, 3:80 down 4.75. March, 3:92 down 4.75. May, 3:99.25 down 3. July, 4:04 down 4.5. December 2008, 3:93.5 down 4.5 on the open. July beans opened at 8:06.25, unchanged on the open. August, 8:13.5, unchanged. September, 8:21, up 1. November, 8:36, down a quarter. January, 8:44.5, up a half. March, 8:48, down 3/4. May, 8:49.5, down 2.5. July, 8:61, up a half on the open. July soybean meal opened at 217, up 10 on the open. August, 219, down 10. July soybean oil opened at 35.75, up 4 on the open. August, up 4 as well at 36.02. August feeders at the Merck opened at 111.42.5, down 2.5 on the open. September, 111.40, up 10. October, 110.80, up 2.5. November, 110.15, down 10 on the open. June live cattle open at 91.35, up 20 on the open. August, 91.70, up 32.5. October, 95.40, up 17.5. December, 96.05, up 10 on the open. June lean hogs open at 74.80, down 27.5 on the open. July, 74.05, down 47.5. August, 72.95, down 110 on the open. And July pork bellies open at 140, down 25 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's the end of a month yesterday, beginning of a month today, end of a week today. Let's step back and look at a bigger picture for this Friday, Mike, and go to your monthly charts and tell us, from a technical standpoint, what the charts are telling us about the possibilities for June.
Well, if the wheat continues a counter-seasonal move higher, like we talked about last week, and that's certainly chart-wise very possible because your weekly charts are getting a little bit overbought on the stochastics, but the monthly charts are still doing fairly timid right now, and they've got a little bit of an open field here. It would make sense that we can go through, if we can go through that 525 level, this week's resistance essentially, if we can go through that next week, Dave, then you probably open yourself up to the 2006 highs, and you talked about this last week on the charts, that you do open that up. It would be nice to correspond that with a good USDA report. In other words, if we go through 525 July futures, continue this counter-seasonal rally, then the charts would probably need verification that the fundamentals are in trouble and that we're going towards last year's carryover number and wheat carryover of, you know, just over 400 million bushels versus this year's so far being 469. So if we get that set up and that's our base of the technicals, then the corn market should be able to hit the 415 to 420 level in both the July and D's futures. We suspect that's a very fair target to go after. And if the beans want to continue, and we think they will continue in trailing and following the corn, November beans are able to go above this week's highs of 845, take out the old lows on a closing, old highs on a closing basis, then you're talking about the 875, 880 level as the next stop for beans. Again, beans look a lot better on a flat price basis in terms of amount upside. We're talking percentage basis here as far as how the trade looks at it, we think, and how the funds look at it. So that's why the beans get a 40, 45-cent rally out of this market technically, whereas the corn and the wheat maybe only get about 20, 25% because the percentages, that lines up real nicely.
We did on the July continuation charts, if you go back all the way to 1999 and draw an uptrend line, sort of peak above at 816 yesterday, what would be a very long trend line. But if you look at short-term charts, daily charts, it looks a little bit toppy, and there is some ideas out there that you might look at a 40-cent breaker thereabouts in the beans.
Well, and that's certainly a key issue here, because if the wheat and the corn decide to cool their jets a little bit ahead of the USDA report, I think beans are the most elastic in terms of how much price decline they'll get. Again, percentage basis, you have corn go down 10 cents. That would mean beans would probably need to go down 20 or so. So on a percentage basis, that makes a lot of sense. And that, I use that percentage basis a lot more now because the margins are the same for corn and beans. They're still stuck at about $1,300 for specs and $1,000 for hedgers. And so when you have the margins identical and you have corn margin at a full limit move of 20 cents, but with the bean, it's only at 20 cents, and that's less than half a margin full limit move on the margin, then it would make sense why speculators would be in the beans real hard. And along with the currency issues, that if the dollar is trying to tweak out a bottom here on these emerging markets correcting, then China and Brazil would be the two leaders for a stock market correction, and also their currency starting to go back down. And that would be key more to the beans than it would be to the corn, because there's a lot more supply sitting down there in South America in beans than there is in the corn right now.
So it all hinges on the wheat, essentially. And I'm going to put you out there at the end of the plank, ready to jump into the ocean, and ask you, what are your gut feelings on this?
Well, the technicals lead the short term. I think the market has shown us that real nicely. Fundamentally, we stick with what we talked about last week, that you've going up to this 524, 522 level this week, that's pretty thin air, and we think you probably need some fundamentals to back you up. Now, whether that's Monday's crop progress report showing a sharp decline in Kansas, that certainly could allow us to go higher, or it's the USDA's June 11th report, that could allow us to go higher if it's as bullish as people think it may be. Otherwise, you're probably at a top end here, and the air is pretty thin. So our mindset is wheat's done its job for now until it gets new fundamentals.
All right, then. What advice do you have for producers today who are probably calling in like crazy because of the volatility of the markets?
Well, certainly the basis in corn has been the big shocker to the market, and that's been something that's been very missing in this marketplace in terms of sustainability and that momentum issue that we've talked about. We've seen end users come in. The corn has replayed in July what the wheat did last week, hit the 200-day moving average. End users have come in and bought. And that's been in both wheat and the corn. That suggests to us, Dave, that the end users coming in and the front end leading, that you're talking about short-term demand and short-term supply not matching up. And we think that's probably both domestic end users and global end users, especially in Asia. And so that would say the corn and the wheat have some legs to it in the medium term, in the longer term. So the hedger wants to be putting price targets in and putting price orders in for 07. We like selling more corn at that 415, 420 level in the 07 complex. We've told clients between here and another 25 cents up, if you have any old crop corn, let it go, especially with this basis appreciation we've seen. Kind of the same mindset for beans. Beans are still a follower. One of the biggest things we talked about this week with our clients and last week as well, why are we 50% hedged in corn with re-ownership, 75% hedged in beans with re-ownership, knowing how tight the acres are in the beans and how good the global demand has been coming out of Asia. And it just boils down to the global supplies. And if we're going to be wrong in that we've sold beans to 75%, even though we have re-ownership underneath it, if we're going to be wrong, it's going to be because corn and wheat are leading it higher, and we felt that way since December. We still feel that way.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick, July wheat, 508.5, up 4.5. September, 519.5, up 3. At the Board of Trade, July wheat, 523, up 6. December, 547.5, up 4.5. July corn, 390.25, unchanged. December, 383, down 1.75. July beans, 814.5, up 8.5. November, 843.5, up 7.25. July soybean meal, 220, up 310. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.